Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Folks, we're going to do our very best to update you every few days, at least by audio, on what we see, what's going on. Now remember, we don't know what real news is because our fake news media doesn't report anything that's actually going on truthfully. And plus, there's no way that we can see the operations that may be going on behind the scenes with President Trump. So we have to speculate a little, but you know us. We don't speculate too far away from what the real evidence and the documentation is showing us. And now, today, we're going to tell you about something that really shocked us. As many of you know, the moment that I saw that Anthony Fauci, I called him Dr. Fucky because I knew he was up to no good. So I shouted out to the miners and I said, "You go check out and check and see if this little booger is SES." Well, sure enough, he is. And they found a whole lot of dirt on him. And let me just say this, mothers and fathers, this man wants to exterminate your family. And that is no exaggeration. Thomas, tell folks what this guy is doing.
Well, recently China was basically told to stop saying that this biological warfare attack upon them was conducted by the United States of America through Fort Detrick. Well, that is propaganda. The reason that's propaganda is because it wasn't Fort Detrick. It was Bethesda, Maryland, where the National Institute of Health is, because they are in direct league with Perbright, Muriel, with DARPA, our basically our weaponization element of our military, but it also integrates with the corporate. And the National Institute of Health is, of course, they have what's called intramural and extramural work. They only do 27% of their work. The rest is done by corporations. And so whatever the corporations tell them, that's what they do. What do they do? Look at what they've done since 1790. You know, we spent $26 billion last year on the National Institute for Health. What do they do? Nothing. Nothing. Literally nothing. But a few years before that, they invented the vaccine for HPV. And if you know about this, it is now recommended that no one get this shot because it causes sterilization. It causes girls to lose their ovaries. It causes just horrible, horrible problems. So do not get the shot HPV, but you'll see that anywhere. This isn't an anti-vax statement. It's just what's all over the anywhere in terms of the contraindications of these shots. Those shots given out by the World Health Organization, who's in direct alignment. When you say the National Institute of Health, you say the World Health Organization. You say then, Burroughs, welcome drug company. You say, welcome trust. You say, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which gives more money to eugenicism to kill people for depopulation purposes than anyone. You say, the Carlyle Group. You say, the Queen. These are the people vested up to their eyeballs in biological warfare. And it is basically administered through propaganda stamped and approved yellow journalism, National Institute of Health recommendations. Get your vaccines. Get them here today. And by the way, we're not going to cover any contraindications if your child dies from them. Sorry, we will not admit that it's actually the vaccines that did that. And we will protect the vaccine makers and the corporations and the CDC that owns those 56 vaccine patents.
I just want to say to folks, Thomas is going to go really deep here. And if just listen, if you need to follow along with something in writing, we've been writing some citizen intelligence reports on this, and I'll do the best I can to link the most current ones with this audio. Please go ahead, Thomas.
So look at what the National Institute of Health has done, and look at these jokers like Tony Fauci, good old Anthony Fauci. He, today on the Cat Report, we showed that he, back in 1986, I believe it was, one of his research projects was to basically take the gut lining of people who have HIV and who are dying from it and use those cells to create a stronger retrovirus that will invade the human body and convince the human body, convince the DNA of every cell through fake RNA, through an enzyme called furin, that this virus is part of your body. That is why a retrovirus like HIV or Ebola or the corona, what is now called COVID-19, which they're also calling SARS coronavirus V2.
Which is basically typical false flag operations when you make such a confusing mess out of the whole narrative that nobody knows what the hell is going on.
Well, you see, they have to because that's the truth of the matter is this is a retrovirus.
And no, so they ought to call it retro news because it keeps changing. Every hour it keeps changing.
They ought to call it the queen, as you have, Betsy and your team, the queen's virus, the crown virus.
The crown virus. It's straight from Britain. And the thing is the Chinese, that Chairman Xi, what a poo bear he is, that he actually doesn't know that the Brits brought that into China to blame China to make their relationship with America off balance. I mean, is he such an idiot? When is she going to go after the Queen?
Well, as you pointed out recently, and you posted on Cat Report, M, the prior head, you know, of 007, MI5, Elizabeth Manningham Buller, basically is the person who then went over to Wellcome Trust and Purbright and then Muriel. And she moved Muriel from Britain to China. Well, isn't that a coincidence? Because we believe that that's exactly where it was released. And now what we're finding out is that the research of Anthony Fauci.
I know it's hard not to say fucky after you know how he's fucking over the entire world with his... It's called a, what is it, the transvection or?
Yes.
Yes, transvection.
Yes, it's a form of infection through RNA, basically coding that tells your DNA to mutate. And that's what he's an expert on. And since this article, there's been many, many, many research projects. But if you look at the research projects for people like him and his associates, particularly that woman who kept saying, oh, I learned everything I ever knew.
Excuse me. Let me tee up Dr. Birx for everybody. I detest her as much as him. And yes, her background is a stinky, but she's such low-lying fruit. We don't want to waste too much time on it. But when you see this Dr. Birx, just imagine looking at Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, because I feel like we're living in a cuckoo world. And what they really are, these senior executive service, every time you see that, see Nazis. These are Nazis. If we are looking back in history at the Nazis, do you think at that particular time in history that people actually saw it the way we do now, historically? No, it was just part of their everyday world. That's what you're seeing on television. You're seeing Dr. Fauci come out with his sidekick, Birx, and they're telling you what's going on. But that's not who they are.
No, they're Big Pharma are the worst form of fascists because they're in war against your bloodstream. And these are invisible enemies, as Trump has pointed out, that we're fighting these viruses. But they're not really. They are the very people on the podium with him. Anyone from CDC that doesn't know what we're telling you then is either stupid if they work there or they are part of it. One
they
or the
are
other.
Part there is, of it.
It's kind of like, how could you be part of the FBI still to this day and not have quit seeing what the leadership of the FBI did? Either you are on board or you're not. Either you have some morals or you don't.
Well, these are the days of the apocalypse that we've been talking about, in the sense that we have one of two paths to go. One of morality, one of immorality.
Well, this is, as we said, and we told, even before this became big, we said that they have taken all their bullets, they put it in their guns, and they're shooting all of them, period. And the last one is going to be in their head. Because why? They're revealing their plan. So this is the World Health Organization who told, I'll call him Little Tony. Little Tony Fauci came out, and at first, did anyone listen? I don't know, maybe not. He said, there's no problem here. And then he said, oh, there's a problem. And now he's saying 1.7 million people will get it in America. And now you got Britain, who said they don't even have any cases of it. Overnight, they are saying one person particularly,
oh, no.
2.2 million people will get it, including children. Well, that's not what the statistics indicate. Even in China, where the statistics are lying and they're completely false, they claim 87% of the people who've died from it were over age 80. In America, the average age of any of the deaths was between 80 and 81. And that hasn't changed, folks. So the children, why are the children out of school? Why are the governors trying to take down our economy? This is the last globalist ditch attempt to
collapse the world.
And Trump.
Yes.
Trump was leading America into a renewal of the whole globe without globalism, but with patriotism, with nationalism, which is what they call populism. But Big Pharma said, no, we can't do that. We have to reassert our control, because the same people who own Big Pharma are the bankers. They own the banks. They own the Fortune 500 asset management and all these. Wherever there's big wealth, it's always the same people. And they are usually British aristocracy that then came to America and through corporate lineages to this day are the money behind Big Pharma. This isn't a conspiracy. We don't have to say Rothschild, Warburg, Loeb, Schiffman, we don't have to name, everybody knows this.
But Thomas, but it's also just an extension of Crossfire Hurricane that keeps failing every time it resurrects itself, you know, into the Shampeachment. And now they couldn't do that. So now we're going to have a worldwide virus epidemic. But of course, they've been planning on this the whole time, because had Hillary been elected, you know, back in 2016, you and I, we saw that this was going to happen, but more immediate, along with World War III, with the nuking of Damascus. So they are having to pull this out now and use it. We think they've hit it, they're doing it prematurely, and that Trump has a special shoe that's going to drop right around March 22nd.
Yes, that is true. You're all right about that. And I'm also going to go to the point you made earlier, which is I'm going to underscore the fact that had we listened to Trump and had Pelosi apocalypse given the money to build a wall to secure our borders, you cannot travel when you have a fever. Does anyone know that? That's international law. So you can test every person getting on an airplane, which you should. And you should absolutely make every border as tight as it can be and make sure that when they come in, they also leave. Where is the number one place that illness comes into America? The southern border. And who is it that the demon rats, the Democrats, want to let in? Every alien, whether they're fighting age men who are part of Hezbollah and Hamas and everything else you can possibly imagine, and everything from South America, Central America, all the drug lords, they're all pouring in. But who comes in with them? The poor, the tired, the weak, the sick, the hungry. They carry disease. Massive disease. I forget the percentage because I wouldn't
Trump
want to misquote it.
Not letting this crisis go to waste because he's getting what he wants. Well, what all Americans we want is a border protection. And now that's for the northern border too, a mutual understanding that will close the border between Canada and the United States.
This, again, is the Trump effect. You attack him and it rebounds. Now, he doesn't want this. He doesn't want people to die, and he's not trying to politicize it. He's trying to work with those people. But look, Pelosi passed a bill that she knew was loaded with pork belly nonsense, pork barrel nonsense. And it's absurd that it passed through the Senate. And will Trump veto it? He should.
Well, I want to just say something. The way they've got the FMLA written in that bill is outrageous for small business owners. We're going to be stuck having to pay for employees that are taking FMLA off. And what's happening to our revenue? Where do we get that money to do it? I mean, small businesses are really screwed with this, and I see it as a strategic attack against small business owners in America.
It's a democratic, fascist, economic attack, again, as usual, snuck into a bill to try to save lives. What they really want is the FMLA is to turn America into France, where everybody gets two massages a week because they have the job of, they actually are unemployed, but they still get two massages a week. And look what happened to France, okay? Look what happened to Venezuela.
Well,
look what happened to socialism.
Let's not go down that route. We've got more things that are more immediate. Let's get back to this. You and Michael were talking about how this particular virus works along with 5G. That was fascinating. Can you explain that?
Michael and the researchers who dug all the way through to China, I guess, now have, I haven't seen it, proof, they say, and they've never said that wrong. They've never been wrong. So if they have proof, the proof is that in nanotubes, these viruses, which are retroviruses, are being placed can be placed into human beings through basic inoculations, because the inoculations actually have viruses in them, the very viruses that Tony Fauci developed back in the 80s with great pride to say that he figured out a way to attack the human being. And how was it? It was through the colon cancer that is created oftentimes as a response to people who have HIV. They take these very serious drugs and then it gives them colon cancer. That's how they may die. They may die one of a thousand ways. Why? Because every HIV patient has a separate virus. It is individualized. You cannot create a vaccine for it. So then why does the National Health Institute waste their time
creating
a vaccine for something that they know is a retrovirus that cannot have a vaccine made from it? There's two different things going on here. A vaccine is made from the live virus, but the treatment for AIDS is not. They don't create a vaccine for it. They never have. They never... But now Fauci wants to, and he's been working on this, spending billions, tens of billions, hundreds of billions of dollars on this, and giving it away to pharmaceutical companies who never come up with anything except more poisonous vaccines that are laced with literally DNA manipulated retroviruses. And we put the proof for you.
But you're saying that he was involved in creating these back in the 80s?
He would have had to have been, because anyone, I was involved with the school's national response through the National Health Department, the Surgeon General. The Assistant Surgeon General came to a PhD program I was in and used us for the research to create the national policy for the response to AIDS. And so they gave us all this information, which still to this day has never been released. But if you know how to read the research, you know what they're talking about. And what they're talking about is just a fancy language for, yeehaw, we created a new bioweapon. And this virus is going to be better than HIV or Ebola or the mosquito, the Zika mosquito we created, or Danug, or the new yellow fever, or the new varicella that's so bad that shingles is now appearing in children, or the new German measles, which is appearing even though everybody's had the shot for it because it's a new virulent form of it, or I already said Ebola, but also SARS and MERS, and all of them, folks. And coronaviruses happen naturally.
It's called controlling the human domain.
Correct. But when you take a coronavirus and you compound it, and then you try to create a vaccine for it, that's okay. That's not even that bad, as long as you don't then lace the vaccine with poison. But if that vaccine has a live virus in it, bad. Now, if that supposed immunological shot you're going to get has a drug that has been around forever... the moment in the 70s that they actually found retroviruses, they found that it was furin enzyme, F-U-R-I-N, that was the magical substance that caused your body to be tricked. So they created a thing which is called remdesivir, R-E-M-D-E-S-I-V-I-R. Now, there are many forms of this drug, probably a dozen. Guess what? Everywhere except America, remdesivir is being used on coronavirus. It's even good to help with the therapeutic response to pneumonia. Are they using it on that? No. It's even good for flu. Okay, the flu kills average 30,000 people in America a year. Pneumonia kills 50,000.
The facts don't matter anymore because people are in mass hysteria.
Well, I'm trying to let them know.
They're not listening. The mass people don't listen to us, Thomas.
Remdesivir is almost is 1 week away from being made available to the public by Israel and through, the research was in Israel, but it's through a company called Gilead. But if you know what Gilead means, then you understand that this American company is, of course, Israeli. But the point is, they already have it. And so remdesivir can be used in the therapeutic response to the point, less than 1% of the people who get COVID-19 will die from it. But those who are headed towards death, if they use this drug on them, which they're not, why? Because they're trying to say that in America it's not going to be allowed yet. Why? Because it's too effective and it's going to stop their experiments. These are all experiments
on this. No, but it's to give them cover because There's so much going on the world stage. The economy is collapsing. They had to have the economy collapse because the financial markets and the banks are in a world of hurt. We won't go into that. But this use of the coronavirus to take care of everything, and you know, these elites that we read about, these Hollywood elites that have self-quarantined on their islands or wherever they are in foreign countries. I mean, I begin to wonder are they afraid of being arrested for the pedophilia that we know all about that they've committed? Or is coronavirus just now the excuse for everything? I think I even heard one of our children's daughter's friends, you know, whatever, however that mix goes, talk about making the excuse, well, tell them you have coronavirus.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the corona break for the children. That's what they call it, the corona break, because they're not in school. In many states,
and the
23 states last I counted, and I think it's going up by the minute.
And the babies that will be born from this stay-at-home opportunity for parents down the road, they'll be called the coronials.
Yes, the coronials, yes. Now, what is this really? Let's just go back to that for a minute, because I can get really lost in these details, because I've been involved in this since I was very young, and I've been watching this because in the military they gave us so many shots it killed a lot of us. Literally, people die from just the shots they give you in the military, from ARDS, ARDS. And that is what this is, folks. This is ARDS. And it is a response to a virus that has been put into your bloodstream. But now, ooh, thank you, Tony Fossey, for figuring out that it's the stomach lining that is the weak point in the human body to be able to get this virus into the human being so that it actually can kill them. Oh, that's the research that Betsy and her team just posted on the Cat Report, folks. Go ahead and read it if you want. I've been reading these things, and that's the reason that I started reading up on exactly was COVID-19 a retrovirus. Yes, it absolutely is. That's a fact. And so you can ask a doctor. It doesn't matter. They don't know jack. They believe in the National Institute for Health. Are you kidding? They're an extension of the British East India Company. Okay? They're a naval institution that was trying to stop the spread of illness and create the spread of illness, just like the British East India Company, here in America from 1790 on. And guess who's in charge of all the most evil stuff? That's the Navy. The Office of Naval Intelligence is the home. Remember, where did the missile go into the Pentagon? The Office of Naval Intelligence, where all of the records for the missing trillions of dollars that go into this nonsense that I'm telling you about.
And so, that's where that Heidner report was being written.
That's where the, yes.
H.P. Heidner or E.P. Heidner, I can't remember the first initials. That is when you went in there and studied that. That's where we found the real deep causes and reasons for 9/11.
Heidner's report was so profound because he spoke with a person who was in the Office of Naval Intelligence. That's where he got all that information because it all went up in flames that day. Isn't that amazing? Plus, that was the only part of the Pentagon that had been reinforced. And it was the only place where anyone was working. And they had just allowed the very people in charge of this investigation that was directly connected to the FBI offices in one of the trade towers. And all the evidence was there, too. And so they were coordinating this, and they were coordinating it with what we'll call the Brady Bonds and the fake Brady Bonds. Durham Brady Bonds, which were created by George H.W. Bush. So what happened? That guy went out, one of the top people went out to get some coffee. And because they were in the new part of the building, he had to walk to a far end of the building to get some coffee. That's when the bomb hit. He was supposed to be dead. He gave Heidner his report. We analyzed the report,
yes.
Synthesized it for you, put it into a summary. And if you have never read that, then you do not know the true causes
right.
of 9/11.
People think they do. And then the thing is they use that opportunity to take care of a lot of big financial issues that they had, and that was in 2001. But you see, those financial issues never went away. And then it rears its head up again in 2008 with the housing crisis. And remember that we bailed them all out. But the unseen story here that you don't see is that the banks were able to pick up these houses with the mortgages outstanding and everything on the bottom end, and those were assets. A lot of people were displaced, and it's a horrific story, and not everybody sees it because it didn't affect you then. But now the banks have come back again and they're still in a heap of trouble. So now you see it affecting you, and you see it with this mass hysteria of the coronavirus, because that's their shield so that you don't see what's really happening. And that is, the banks are collapsing. The Federal Reserve is collapsing. And then so many other things that are going into this, like you don't have to pay your income taxes. You can get a waiver, you know, up to 90 days. Well, that's got to hurt the feds because they're not going to get their money in. So, but you know, the money's just been pushed down the road a little bit. Or how about the interest on the student loans? That those interest rates won't be paid. You know, eventually it goes to your banks, your central banks, and your feds. And the other thing is, oh, I can't remember, what was the other thing that happened that Trump did with the feds that was, oh, the 0% interest rate. So basically they don't get any money of printing and distributing their money anymore. And where do you think all this unemployment, you know, the system is crashing and we're going to have to be paying unemployment out, but where do you think that's going to come from? Well, the feds are going to have to print more money. And the more they print, the more worthless their money becomes, until finally it doesn't collapse, it just evaporates. And Trump has got a whole new system ready to go.
And if it's 0%, it's almost zero. But when it is 0%, then that money is as fake as we know it to be. It's fiat paper. Now, let's go back to 9/11. We haven't seen the breathless hush over the world like this that we see right now since 9/11. Now, let's look at the fact that it's the same perpetrators. It is Robert Mueller. Robert Mueller had been appointed the head of the FBI, but he faked a appendicitis attack, so he didn't have to go to work. He was supposed to be to work 2 weeks before 9/11 happened, so he was out for 2 weeks for appendicitis. Hello, you go back to work the same day if you want to. So what do we see there? His buddy, John Brennan, who'd become a Muslim while he was over in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia and becoming basically the step and fetch it boy for the Saudi intelligence, he then said that, you know, Muslims aren't bad, and that everything that the CIA is going to do is now going to be focused on terrorism, counterterrorism of the supposed Al-Qaeda that attacked on 9/11. Well, you got Robert Mueller, you got John Brennan, you got Comey, you got the same exact people. And what did they do? This was a huge black ops operation of the CIA, but involving the White House and involving both internal CIA and external CIA. And then to this very day, we still don't know the truth of it. But guess what happened? And no one's going to tell you this. Hardly anyone will tell you this. How much gold came up missing on that day when they opened up the vaults? I think it was in Building 6. All the gold was gone except for the gold of Nova Scotia, which was the British gold. The gold was gone. How is that even possible? Overnight? Because the building fell down on it? The doors were, the safe doors were still intact. Okay, well, what's happening right now? The U.S. Fed sent 362 metric tons of gold to Britain to supposedly shore up exchange deals that have been going on. They didn't really make any sense of it. Okay, so what happened on 9/11? The gold of Nova Scotia, the British, it was fine. The other gold came up missing. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? I wonder where it went. Now the gold is going out of the U.S. Fed to the Brits and to the Germans. Oh, isn't that amazing? And what is happening? When we all got to see ad infinitum the planes, the fake planes, because they sure look fake to me, and certainly the shots are fake. But anyway, the fake planes flying into the towers, we all were more shocked in America than we ever were in our entire lives, because it looked as if foreign enemies had come into our domestic land, and that nobody was safe, and any tall building could have a plane fly into it, and that all Muslims are evil, and that now every single speck of the FBI's energy, the CIA's energy, the Department of Justice energy went into counterterrorism. Counterterrorism is where our vendor Sambai comes from. That's where Alison Saunders comes from. That's where M comes from, Elizabeth Manningham Buller. These are the same people doing it now, but they've gone to a massive level. It wasn't good enough to see it on TV and think that we were watching again and again and again the murder of thousands of people by some invisible Al-Qaeda, almost like these invisible virus.
Another invisible enemy, because mm-hmm. the Brits can't stand tall and tell you in your face they're your enemy. And I'm talking about the British imperial fascists. I'm not talking about the average citizen, although the average citizen in Britain needs to start waking up to see the evil of the swamp in your neck of the woods.
Now, what's important is to remember that the evil of a Dick Cheney, of the Bush family, of the Clintons, they don't mind killing thousands of people at once of their own people here in America to cover for the movement of hundreds of billions of dollars that they used to bring down Russia so that they could then basically fleece every satellite country of the USSR as it was in disarray. And Goldman Sachs went in and did every one of the deals, mostly, even up to 27%. So right to this day, the oligarchs in Russia are still paying Goldman Sachs for the deals that were done by the Bushes and the way that they used the Brady Bonds to manipulate and crash the Russian markets and to move the gold out of Russia. Same thing they did again later to Russia, move the gold to Chechnya and then stole it. So when you start to see gold moved and stolen, then you know something really bad is about to happen. When you start to see... Well, we could go into it, we have, but we're not going to go there now, because what you're seeing now is a pandemic created by the National Institute of Health. That little man, little Tony, is giving us out propaganda that is the biggest lie on the face of the earth. He should be saying what the Surgeon General said, no one is in danger unless you're above the age 75 or whatever it was. Okay? That's what the Surgeon General said. Have you heard from the Surgeon General? No. Are you listening to Ben Carson, who has plenty of experience with these things?
No, I have to say that the Surgeon General, as of late today, March 18th, I have seen more of him coming through the internet.
That's because Fauci has the entire globe through the World Health Organization closing down countries all over as a reciprocal action to America.
He's a little Nazi!
People, stop for just a second. Look at the way the numbers have come. 1 minute, there's 60 people in Italy. The next minute, there's thousands. The next minute, 1,000 people have died. They're not dying from coronavirus. They don't have the test. They're not doing the second and the third tests on people and doing the DNA testing to find out it's coronavirus. They're dying of flu and of pneumonia. Pneumonia looks exactly like the death from COVID-19. Exactly. Except for one tiny item. And that's that fibromas grow over the inside of your lungs. Now, there are types of pneumonia that do that, but this one is quite virulent in that aspect. So it goes after very weak people and stops them from breathing. Well, so does 5G.
Okay, what are we going to do? We don't have time to analyze the viruses and how they're moving around. We have Donald Trump surrounded by the enemy there. And how? And we're talking about the health of the whole planet.
He did the right thing.
What are we going to do?
He played like it was as serious as little Fauci was saying to the public, though Donald was hearing this little imp of a man change his story every time he came to the microphone.
Just watch the little conference that was given. And in my opinion, it looked like disgust on Trump's face that he had to even be there listening to this stupid man.
Because he knows it's a lie. Why didn't this man do anything about the southern border bringing us every illness known to mankind? Why is the National Institute of Health not worried about porous borders? Why is the National Institute of Health not stopping anyone who has a virus who gets on any plane coming to America? Why isn't he doing his job? Because he works for the pharmaceutical companies for vaccines. Soon they're going to tell you they don't want you to use remdesivir. That's a treatment. They want you to use a vaccine. So when you see a vaccine come out, and at first, what did that little imp say? The imp said, his words were, short time for vaccine, 7 to 8 years. Later, he said, we're going to get it for you in a year and a half. Later, he said, we are going to start studies in 45 days and start the first injections in 45 days. And now he's saying that any minute there may be a vaccine coming from another country. Yes, it's going to come through Britain. It's going to come through Muriel and through Perbright and through Wellcome Trust and through Bill Gates and through DARPA and through the Queen. Yes, we're going to have a vaccine. Please don't take that vaccine, in my advice.
I'm not taking any vaccine that comes from Rod Rosenstein's sister, CDC.
If you look at the statistics for vaccines in America, let's take shingles. Let's take something totally off the subject, okay? Shingles. If you get the shot before you have shingles, you will get shingles.
Yeah.
And if you've had shingles before and you get the shot, it's 85% sure that you will get shingles again.
And the thing is, you won't know what's happening to the other people in the world. You'll only see yourself and you'll go, oh, look at me. I got it. I'm one of those people. When the statistics will show, if the statistics were honestly reported, that no, that's the result of the shot.
Now, let's look at a few other statistics. Flu shots. And by the way, they'll tell every person above 65 they have to get their shingles shot. They have to get pneumonia shot.
Yeah.
That pneumonia shot is the most poisonous thing we've ever put into the human body, in my opinion, because it gives you active virus and bacteria of, 23 and 17. What is that? 30, 40 different forms of pneumonia in one shot. And they expect you to live through that. Guess how many people who die of pneumonia have had the pneumonia shot? Between 60 to 65%. In other words, you could not get the shot and have better odds of avoiding it.
But the CDC does not, and the NIH and the WHO, they don't report these statistics to people.
No.
No, it's so we got to get rid of them. But what are we going to see in the next week or two, do you think? And I know this is speculation on your part, but I also want you to look at the astrology that we have looked at before in these times.
Well, the deal is that the Dems tried everything they could. Now they just want to create a pandemic and go home, make sure they don't get it, and hope that people dying and attacking Trump's economy will bring Trump down, because it's the last thing they're going to do. They don't care about anything else. That's it. They're done. Between now and the vote for Trump, they've done the following. They've stopped gatherings of people. They've stopped militias from gathering. They've stopped Trump gatherings. They stopped the embarrassment of seeing that no one shows up for Joe Biden, their leading candidate. They've stopped Joe Biden's gaffes. They tried to, so they have effectively done everything they can. They basically, any minute, they're going to say that the coronavirus can be spread through the internet. I'm making a joke.
Nope.
And they're going to shut down everything.
No, and people, when the internet shuts down, do not panic. It's going to go back on, because what's going to be happening is a war that is going to be occurring at the cyber level, and we're just not going to be able to see it.
Now, here's the great news. This is what she probably wants me to say. Get to, instead of being out in the weeds. Though I love these weeds, because folks, I have studied this so much that when this stuff comes up, all I have to do is go to certain sites and read what the researchers tell you. And they'll tell you the truth because they're working with the real stuff. But they'll try to hide the morality of the issue. And I can read right through that. And what I'm telling you is, this is created, and it's created on purpose. You don't get a retrovirus like this unless it's man-made. It's not possible. And they're never very strong. They're not as strong as they hoped they would be. Remember, AIDS is a big disappointment. So what did they do? They put satellites over Africa to beam down 5G to a place that doesn't have any 5G equipment to receive the 5G beams.
This is to stimulate the cell in receiving is that what it is for?
The inoculations of the vaccines they give out in Africa probably have nanotechnology in the DNA viral strand that is hidden, or not even really hidden, it's right there, in these inoculations. For HPV, for hepatitis, for smallpox, for everything under the sun, they give out shots. Bill Gates once bragged that this program, his called the African Green Program, if it works, 17% of Africans will die.
How does Africa feel about Bill Gates going down there committing genocide on their people?
They kicked him out of the villages where he was personally going, those shots of him giving out the shots in Africa to the villagers. Those girls became sterile. So they sued him, and that's the reason Bill Gates is no longer anywhere.
Yeah,
he's gotten off of his board so that he can't be held culpable.
Uh-huh.
That's why he got off. Why do you think Warren Buffett said, get the hell off of my company's board? You are contagious. Get off of Microsoft. First off, you never wrote a single line of code in your life.
That was stolen.
It was your mother.
Michael McKibben story, where the technology is stolen from one person and given to a cardboard cutout. And his father was CIA. His mother was on Planned Parenthood.
Well, here's the way it worked. His mother was sitting at a meeting for IBM when they said, we need someone to write MS-DOS. And she said, well, my son will do it because he just got some degree in computers, and he's a complete idiot, didn't have a job. Bill Gates is on this board. He is on the same board. So his Bill Gates' dad and his mother are on this IBM board. So Bill Gates' dad doesn't really show up to it. But anyway, Bill Gates' mother is there, and they said, we need someone to write him a statement. He says, my son will do it. He's the greatest programmer in the world. He just got his degree. He's an idiot. He's living at their house in the basement. His dad was the lawyer for Sanger, who created Planned Parenthood, which was a clear attempt at eugenics to kill indigenous, to kill the populations that Sanger wanted to kill. And Bill Gates' dad runs Bill Gates' Foundation. So Bill Gates' Foundation has been giving more money to the CDC, to the National Institute of Health, and then so that they can go, and to the World Health Organization, so they can go around and experiment, again, Africans.
No, they are committing genocide.
Yes.
These people are running around under their institutional protection, committing genocide around the world. And they personally need to be held responsible. We cannot allow this to continue. And if you're a country that now knows this and you let these people in, you're killing your people.
They go nowhere without their anti-furin enzyme drugs. They go nowhere without their...
They've been carrying their wee little death boxes for over a century.
And they carry their treatments with them, folks, and they know exactly what it is, and they know exactly how long it takes for it to become airborne. They know exactly how long it takes to enter the gut, how long it takes to enter your bloodstream, how long it takes to enter your lymph glands, and how long it takes to kill you. And they want it to be faster, so they put 5G above Africa. I've been trying to figure this out for years.
Yeah, we have been.
And I've been saying, this is insane. There is no reason ever. Because look, Susan Rice killed 4.5 million Africans, and it was never reported in the news. Why? Because there ain't no news coming out of Africa. And they didn't need it for our military there, and it wasn't our military fighting anyway. She gave the money to both sides to kill each other so they could get the oil. They split countries so they could get the oil and the resources, the uranium, the oil. Anyway, so we now know that of the 17 launched platforms which have super servers and 5G in them that were supposedly told they were working for the military, 11 of them are right over Africa, and Eric Schmidt has been doing experimentation there for years and years and years. Well, how is that possible? Well, it's very possible because he was going to move them over China. And this was all in the works. I was actually part of individuals who were doing a bid against this. And then he goes to China and he sets it up. And so these satellites are now over China. And who are they raining the 5G down upon, as well as having it on the ground? Remember, we are installing 5G in the ground in America as fast as they can possibly do it, and in space as fast as they can possibly do it. That's stupid.
Some people think, and I haven't done the deep research on this, that one of the reasons that the schools are closed, or let's say they'll use the cover, is to install 5G in your public schools.
And there is a movement in public schools, and that's because there's a movement in public schools to get all computers out because they see that it is not an educational tool. We've always known this, anyone with their head on their shoulder properly. So we know that 5G in cities, there's lawsuit after lawsuit. If it's near children, they get sick. We see every form of cancer being created near these 5G antenna transmitters. So we know this. Trump knows this. He's fighting against China with Huawei, but he knows that Britain has given our Five Eyes information to China through Huawei. And now he's fighting against Boris Johnson to say, I'm not going to do any deal with you till you stop. Well, guess what? Of course, then Britain has the controls to turn it down from 60 gigahertz to, say, 5, or, you know, to something that isn't killing people and stopping oxygen uptake in all living things. So we have found the overlay of 5G dispersal, especially in Italy and South Korea, in China, and surprisingly not in America, but in other places. It's absolutely coincident. It is the same exact cities, the same exact... If the more focus they have on 5G, the more pervasive it is, the sicker they are with coronavirus. Is that a coincidence? I don't know. I think it's spread by planes. Everybody's known that since day one. And National Health Institute should have stopped it.
What? It's spread by planes?
Airplanes.
Is that what we're seeing with the chemtrails?
Well, that's the National Institute of Health experimenting on us with British companies to do what is it's weather control.
Why isn't the U.S. military shooting these planes out of the sky? They are enemies.
Because I forget the percentage, but let's just say most of the air traffic control stations in America are controlled by Serco, a British
That's
company.
That's true.
So they can fly any plane they want in and out.
They've totally infiltrated America.
Every
this is
level.
Brave.
Every level, military, corporate, you name it. So when we're talking about Big Pharma, we're talking about the last battlefield.
The bloodstream.
The bloodstream. And it is now everybody in America looks at everybody else as if they have the virus and they're going to give it to them. Like, let's in the state I'm in, nobody has died. The contagions have only been reported contagions. They didn't do the second test. They didn't do the third. No one has died. And the people who are sick are in senior homes in most cases. So why aren't we just treating the senior homes? Why aren't the tests getting to the senior homes? And here's the other thing. What's the number one place that has 5G raining down on it in the whole world? Cruise ships. And who goes on cruise ships? Old people. They get discounts. They get I know I've done it.
Okay.
You get fantastic. So where are the biggest outbreaks of coronavirus? Cruise ships.
Let's talk about this with consciousness. You said a very powerful thing the other day about consciousness defeating this, and people have been asking if you would say more.
If you're conscious, you know, and you've been taking a little drink of this little substance for years, because you would have noticed that people who go to health food stores all tell you that if they all take this one substance and they never get a flu, they never get a cold, they never get a virus, bacterial or viral, period, doesn't happen to them. I'd say the name of the substance, but it's now being outlawed by the National Institute of Health.
But
it's being taken off the shelf, so can't get it.
But of course, we spread out our recipe many years ago because we knew this day would be coming and you would want to be able to make your own.
When you get burnt, you don't die from the burns. You die from the viral and the bacterial attacks on your skin. That's why you die. Guess what? What do you think they put on every burn in every hospital in America? Can I say the substance?
Yeah.
Colloidal silver water.
Yeah.
It's in all the bandages. And they now put it on many bandages so you don't get infected. It's amazing. And guess what? The other substance that they will never tell you exists, which you can go buy a machine and hit all your water with it and you have it too.
An ozone.
An ozone machine. Yeah. Every scalpel, every piece of surgical equipment is hit with ozone because it kills all viruses, all bacteria, period.
But the other thing about consciousness is, especially for those of you who have been following us for 4 or 5 years, is that you are awake and you are probably more prepared today than you could have ever imagined.
I can name a dozen other things. But basically, the FDA, which, remember, doesn't have labs. It uses corporate people to tell them what to do. Same thing for the National Institute of Health. They use corporate people to tell them what to do. They don't really do studies except to try to create bigger, more powerful biological weapons. I mean, let's just be very perfectly clear about this. Bethesda, Maryland is more dangerous than Fort Detrick, folks. Fort Detrick, they stopped the biological weapons because of laws. Do you think they stopped Big Pharma? They don't stop cloning. They're cloning the most dangerous viruses ever imagined and then inserting them into other viruses and then inserting them into humans and then crossbreeding that with people who have HIV viruses, not the people, but their cell lines, and nobody stops them. Nobody says, hey, what are you doing over there? Wait a second, couldn't that kill the whole world with one Petri dish breaking in the ground and somebody not doing it proper? That's right. So here's the deal. Doesn't matter. I should be perfectly clear about this. When I met Mother Teresa, it was a very holy experience because I knew that woman had hugged more leopards, people with leprosy. She had hugged more people with the worst viruses on the face of the earth. So I figured she is the most immune person on the face of the earth. Well, why could she hug everybody? Because she was exposed to all of it and she overcame it. That's what a vaccine is supposed to be. It's supposed to be what's called herd immunization, where you go to someone who has German measles. When I was young, someone had German measles. All the children went over and did a sleepover at their house and rubbed up against that child. Why? So you wouldn't get German measles later. That's what a vaccine is supposed to be doing, but it's not. It injects it in your body and then stands back to see if it can kill you. That's what they're doing. They've been doing it since 1902, and since Burroughs and Wellcome went over, I think I called it Wellcome. Burroughs, Wellcome, Americans went over, took the pill and made a killing. And the Brits said, well, if I can give out a pill and people believe this pill heals them, well, then we can do anything with the pill that we want. And basically, that's the history of Big Pharma. It started right there. And Michael McKibben and his researchers have shown us this, shown us how it has gone on with a perfect plan that has never deviated to this very moment. When they had nothing else, they hit Trump with this. But guess what? Trump declared a national emergency. I told you. He didn't write which of the 14 types of national emergency, 13 types, he could have used. Today, he declared another one. He just announced it. In other words, he knows he has all 13. He's not going to announce them until he uses them. What did he announce today? The biggest one ever.
War powers.
War powers of industry. He can stop Silicon Valley. He can stop the internet. He can stop social media. He can stop the evil of the election rigging. He can stop Big Pharma. He can stop them all with a single wave of a pen.
Because they don't produce anything. Because that was the sticking point with some of the researchers.
For instance, Apple would be insolvent now if they hadn't opened up all their Apple stores in China. China says coronavirus is over. They're taking down the hospitals, all but the last one. They say it's over. Okay? They opened up so you can get the Apple 11 and all its series, right? Why? Because there's not a one available in America. If Trump says we're not going to accept those Apple 11s, they don't have to. He can do whatever he
wants. Okay, but so this is all kinds of industry, not just
all
industries that make things.
This is war powers.
This is fantastic.
Banks. This is he already has this. But he has now declared, he never declared a medical emergency. I told you he wasn't going to declare medical martial law. I told you that. Why? There's no proof of it. He could be sued. All these governors can be sued for the losses.
Yeah, I tell you what.
There is no proof there's an emergency.
That's right. Boy, oh boy, that Michigan and Ohio governors.
But is there a war?
Oh, no.
There is a war.
Well, that's the invisible enemy.
The invisible enemy!
And that's coronavirus. And don't forget, it's not the Chinese that we need to be looking at as the enemy in this case. It's the Brits.
Absolutely. And so he has declared, and he's going to keep declaring, and he doesn't have to declare it. He just does it. That's the reason Pelosi went home.
She has no more power. To get her affairs in order.
She has no more power.
Oh.
No more power. She knows that Obama wrote those 13 executive orders to give the greatest martial law power to Trump in human history.
Well, not to give to Trump. They thought they were going to give it to Hillary.
Trump is beyond the Queen's power in England right now. Nobody knows this but us.
Okay,
it's the truth.
Let's get to what's going on with Mars and Pluto. You keep avoiding this, but come on. This is so interesting.
On March 22nd, the trigger that we've been seeing is Mars. Mars moves around pretty quickly. Every 5 years it comes. So, you know, within about every 5 years, you're going to see a little bit of this and that come back with Venus and Mars and this and that as they touch other planets. So right now, Mars went over Jupiter. It went over Saturn. Venus was there for a minute, went over the moon. And then it went, and then Saturn moved up. And now Mars is triggering going over Pluto. When Mars hits Pluto, that's an earthquake. That's a big earthquake. That's why it's like half a year of a solar cycle, because a solar cycle is when earthquakes happen. Every time there's a solar minimum, like right now, we have huge earthquakes, huge volcanoes, huge fires, huge climate extremes, both not for good or cold, one or the other, but for both. And so he knows this. He's got to know this, because anybody could call us up and ask us this, but we already give it out. We save him the dime. We save him the call. So he knows Mars. We told this to everyone a long time ago. Mars is going to hit Pluto on this date. What happens is anything that isn't stable will fall apart, period. If you didn't have a savings account with more than enough money to last you for 2 months, you may be screwed. I'm sorry to have to say it. You will be tight. You will look like the Depression.
But it's not going to be forever. It won't be forever. That's what we want our audience to know, just to hang on.
Yeah. Basically, folks, it's the rule of thumb that you should have learned in junior achievement in seventh grade. You should have twice as much money in your checking account.
Let's not talk about what they should have done.
I'm just saying, if you have this, you will not even be affected by this. As a matter of fact, you'll get a federal rebate somewhere yes. down the line for either unemployment or tax. Or guess what? They're going to stop your student loan. Or guess what? Because of the emergency powers, I told you he had these emergency powers, he can override Congress and the Senate. He no longer has to say they have to vote on the Federal Reserve being renewed, which
That's
is coming
right.
up. They no longer have to say that he supports the IRS existence.
Yes.
Nope, nope.
It's called an earthquake, folks.
Stop it. Stop IRS. He's planning on it. That's what he said. That also gives him the election in November, even if his Twitter account goes off the air tomorrow. He's giving rebates to everybody, from the employers to the employees, to the in a variety of ways, and we've only seen the tip of it. The $50 billion that he immediately got, he didn't need Pelosi for. And it's a lie, and I said this from the beginning, and I kept saying this. He does not need Pelosi for the southern border. He has to declare a national emergency. He did. He got the money, and he didn't just give the money. He took it from accounts that made sense to secure the border from the military and from the drug and from health. So he got that money. He didn't have to touch other funds. He has enough. So that was a national emergency. We've been under a national emergency. We're actually under 13 of them, but one of them for a long time. That's the first one he did. No, three. Sorry. He did a drug. He did human trafficking. He did the southern border. And now he did, he didn't say health, but that's what everybody assumes. And now he's doing the war powers industry. Okay, so that's five of the 13. He'll take over the banks if they want to horse around. He pulled the plug at 3,000 because that's the plunge protection team. And the exchange stabilization fund, they simply nod their head and Munchen simply pulled the plug. To say the Fed pulled the plug on the stock market is stupid. They can't. And the Fed is going down because they're trying to gather all their assets together as much as possible. That's what these tricks are. I now understand. I get it. The globalists knew they were going to do this. They just didn't know exactly how effective it would be. And so they built up the propaganda. Here's what should have happened, folks. Hang on to your hat. Hang on to your hat. Had they not given a 40,000 person free meal in Wuhan and affected, now I know, thanks to Anthony Fauci, the intestines of the people who drank the substance that was given out, those 40,000 people became contaminated. Very few of them died, but they all left. People came from all over to this event because they didn't say even what it was for. And then I found out, I didn't see in the news, that there were other events like this in the other three cities that have the biological warfare lab, which is an extension of Fort Detrick. An extension, not of the National Institute of Health, but of the Perbright Institution. Not an extension of the Muriel Animal Laboratory, which released this week COVID virus 19. No. This was going to be, had she not been an idiot, he would have noticed, but it took 10 days to see that people started. Why do you think the people in China fell to the ground with, became paralyzed and they quivered and they went into convulsions and people took films of this at first and they said, oh my God, this is the zombie disease.
I just thought it was propaganda.
No, it's because they were at the Wuhan festival and the other festivals and they drank the substance that made their intestines go nuts and they really did have a zombie disease and they burnt those bodies real fast. So no one could, because the Chinese saw this was way beyond anything. They knew they didn't have a release from their biological weapons laboratories. They saw these, they looked at these meals and went, oh my gosh.
Well,
they followed
blaming,
it back.
Of course, they're blaming America.
No. Here's who's going to be blamed. Well, I know who did this.
Who did it?
The very person, I'm not going to name the name because then the Chinese will come after me, but one of their largest tycoons was murdered right after this. And it wasn't because the normal reason, because he made so much money in the stock market, because the stock market there is failing, and they kill the tycoons when they make too much money. Well, this tycoon was killed for no reason at all. He disappeared. He was the one who threw the dinner. He put on the dinners because he had been writing against President Xi outright, and he was a dead man. He was a dark marked dead man anyway.
So that's a great mule because you got a really rich guy in China who has something to gain.
Now, had she done the right thing, which was, oh my God, which she couldn't, call back everyone who ever drank anything or ate anything at those free dinners, what would have happened was he could have stopped flights from his country, and this would have stayed in his country. 3,000 people would have died, and it would have been insignificant seeing that 950,000 people died of the flu last year. In China, 90,000 people, they claim, which is probably 10 times that, but 90,000 they claim died of the flu, just the flu alone, not pneumonia. They could have hidden this easily, but it got out of hand because the British did it. Muriel Institute, M, did it. And her right-hand man, Richard Simons, who was the trigger puller at Kinetic. Those are what we call the rogue CIA, the rogue intelligence agents, who work through the most powerful institutes in the world, whose battlefield is a petri dish, and whose weapon is a needle to inject your bloodstream with the new warfare.